Right after you listen to Beck and Soda on this podcast, jump on to fairmonthomes.com.au and check out how you can receive 5 Live Lux upgrades for free if you build with Fairmont.
I think they're a mix of calm and crazy.
They're just fun.
They're like a married couple.
They're hilarious.
SAFM Breakfast with Beck and Soda.
Start listening.
Welcome along to the podcast, guys. Rebecca Morse, you're sporting your tracksuit. I love it. Great leisure wear.
It's definitely, we call it athleisure, actually.
Is that right?
Athleisure. It's not tracksuit pants. It's athleisure. It's very comfy. So much so, we've got to make our own tracksuit.
101 days until the Paris Olympics, and we need a comfy couch tracksuit that you can wear to support our Aussies when they are going crazy in Paris. Mm. So we are going to be getting all your ideas, bringing them together, and we will make these limited edition Beck and Soda comfy couch suits.
All right, stick around, because in the next hour we're going to have some ideas of what we should have as features for our tracksuit.
All right, it's the podcast, Beck and Soda on SAFM.
SAFM Breakfast with Beck and Soda.
Mark Soderstrom, there's something different about you today.
Yeah. There is something very, very different, and I don't like it at all.
You are uncomfortable.
I feel ridiculously uncomfortable. I feel like I'm not going to be myself today. It's simple as that.
Yeah, you're a bit out of sorts. It is your choice of footwear, because we have commented many a time that you wear thongs.
Someone's pinched my thongs from the car park downstairs.
You've lost your thongs.
Someone's pinched them.
Both of them, not just one.
Both of them. They were left by my car yesterday morning at work, because I had to get changed into shoes.
Do you think it's a fan
meeting
with a foot fetish?
I don't know, but I don't have my thongs today, and I'm actually wearing shoes. And in fact, you know what? I'm taking them off.
Are the thongs identifiable as yours? Like, have you signed them?
Well, they're size 14.
Wow.
So I'm going barefoot.
This is an OH&S issue. Now we have barefoot.
Yeah. And I have a
problem with your big toe. You have an inordinately large big toe.
Thank you. You're welcome. Have a look at it.
Don't try and do that big toe big. That's not
look
good.
Look at that. It's a great looking big toe.
And you've got a bunion as well.
That's not a bunion.
What is it then?
That's a bone.
Well, why is it sticking out like that?
Because my feet are absolutely stuffed. Oh, that is arthritis. It's not a bunion, mate. That is the actual bone of the foot sticking out. It's just all out of whack.
Are they footy feet?
Yeah. Well, yeah, one of them is the right one's a footy foot.
Footy foot?
It's a footy foot. It is juicy fruited, there is no doubt. Look at the size of the right one on there with the arthritis.
I think we need to get a photo of this for the social so we can wake up to your feet. Because you need to understand what I'm looking
at. I actually can't wear shoes because the right foot doesn't fit in. It's like a big foot because it's so deformed.
Look at it.
I want to
start my day looking at your deformed foot, mate.
What do you reckon?
Up on the desk.
There's no toe jam. They're clean, mate. But I do. I've lost my thongs and I don't feel good.
Surely you would have had more thongs.
Can I find any more?
So you don't have a backup pair?
I probably do somewhere in the house. But that means that can I walk around the street today in bare feet?
No, you cannot.
I will be barefoot until I can track down some
new
thongs.
Where have you gone barefoot before?
Everywhere. School pickup. Read the news barefoot?
No.
Yes.
Read the sport?
Yep. What do you mean?
Oh, you read the sport bit of the news, not the news.
Yeah, I read the sport.
The sports news.
I know Rosanna and Will read the news.
Now,
is there a definitive difference?
So should we put an APB out for your missing thongs? Yeah. How do we identify your thongs?
Pair of size 14 Archies, I think they are.
Ooh.
The Archie thongs.
Fancy.
If you have seen them, I do need them because, you need them because otherwise I'll be barefoot all day.
Are Archie thongs like cumps? Are they like Havaianas for old people?
No. They actually have the arch in them.
I think
the Crows don't allow their players to wear thongs unless they are Archies. I believe someone once told me that. Because they provide some support for your arch, of course.
There you go.
All right. If you find a pair of thongs, Archies floating around the city,
big
please
ones.
Return
What's
them.
The street,
big
Franklin?
Ones.
Yes.
Size Franklin 14 Street. In Franklin 14. Street.
Okay. Yep. All right. We're on thong watch.
don't look out for thongs.
This is SAFM Breakfast with Beck and Soda.
I can't believe we're still talking about the thongs.
It's important. It's important. Someone has stolen my Archies. I left them by my car yesterday morning because after we finished radio, I had to duck off to a meeting.
Yeah.
And so I had to wear shoes to the meeting, which I was very disappointed about. So I had my clothes in the back of the car, in the car park, quickly got changed and realised the thongs were still on the ground as I stepped into a pair of shoes.
Yeah.
And my Archies are gone. And at the moment, I'm wearing bare feet. Well, you're not wearing bare feet, are you?
No.
I'm just sporting bare feet at the moment.
You can get in touch with the show anytime. The Automasters text line 0488 52 107, yep, or 13 1060.
Size 14, left at the car park in Franklin Street. And they're well worn, but very, very comfortable. And they have that supportive arch. Yes. I need to find them.
All right, so we have had a call on 13 1060. Larry from Henley Beach. Good morning, mate.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you, lads? What's going on today?
Not much. I'm on my way to work, and I caught the last bit of what you were saying. We've got a shop on Grote Street, and we sell Archies if you want a pair of size 14.
Larry, I've got to say now, these shoes, are they essentially orthopedic because they do have that arch, or are they just like sporty with support?
Yeah, essentially they are. We have a orthopedic shoe store in Grote Street. Directly opposite the Central Market.
Oh, what's the shoe store called?
Spano Orthopedic Footwear and A-Class Shoe Repairs.
Oh, brilliant, nice. Les. All right, that's Grove Street. Get yourself in there. When you're talking about orthopedic shoes, what are some of the other styles that people are getting around in?
The wide-setting footwear, like your Dr. Comfort, you've got your InStride footwear, and then we also custom-make footwear for people with amputated toes and stuff like that.
Well, let's get two pairs, can we, Larry? We might give away a pair as well so everyone else can experience the joy of the Archie.
What a great service,
Not a
Larry.
Problem.
All right, so you're on Grote Street.
Yes.
Mate, I'm going to... What time are you opening up?
Open up at 6:30.
Oh.
Really? What else is open at 6:30 on Grote Street? How good's that?
Yeah.
Oh, mate, you're a star.
We cater for everyone, so we're open from 6:30 till 5:30.
Oh, mate, Larry, I'm going to walk down in bare feet to your shop, okay, as soon as we finish.
Easy done.
Right, all right, if anyone needs a pair of Archies, great supportive thongs, give us a call right now. 13 1060, we're going to hit you up with Larry. And Larry, what was the store called again?
Spano Orthopedic Footwear and A-Class Shoe Repairs.
What a star.
Did you just say that thongs are sporting shoes?
They are. They're sporty with support.
What sporty with
mate?
What event are you doing in thongs?
It's not a sports
I guarantee
bra.
You, what? Right now, I have seen a bloke run a marathon in thongs in New York.
You have not.
I promise you. I've seen in the New York Marathon a bloke run the entire marathon in thongs.
Hey, people are calling. They want the thongs. Thank you, Larry. Good
Larry,
on you.
Call the show anytime. You know what? Customer service, good customer service is dead nowadays. Mm. You want good customer service. Larry's open at 6:30 to make sure that anyone with some footy shoes can be supported well.
Mm. No work-life balance for Larry, but thanks, mate.
It's busy.
Well,
busy.
He's providing work-life balance for a lot of people that might have some footy shoes.
You're listening to SAFM Breakfast with Beck and Soda.
Someone's pinched my thongs.
Yeah.
Right? I'm disappointed. They're your Archies, so they provide that extra support.
Mm.
Anyway, what about Larry? He's given us a call. He's got a shop which opens in 5 minutes at 6:30, right, in Grove Street in the city, just opposite the Central Market, called Spano Shoes.
Lovely.
And they do great stuff, orthopedic footwear for people who might have some, the bigger feet, the wider feet, or might have a bit of an issue with their feet. Anyway, he stocks the Archies. He said, come down, I'm going to flick you a pair.
Mm.
I said, well, stop there, Larry, a lifesaver. What we're going to do right now is I am going to go in there and go and buy some. So I'm going to head down there a little later in the show. But right now, if you've lost your thongs or you need a pair of thongs, I'm going to go down to Larry and buy some pairs for you guys. So, Dave from Manopara. Dave, you need a pair?
I definitely do.
Oh, what's happened to your thongs, mate?
Well, I've always been a fan of some other brand, but no joke, 2 weeks apart, two pairs had blowouts.
You know this is the issue, Dave. Did they let the pluggers come out?
Yes.
Right. The thing with the Archie, now, this isn't cash for comment, so before anyone starts saying, don't John Laws us, I can tell you right now, the Archies are a one-piece thong, so the plugs don't come out.
Oh,
right.
I see.
So, Dave, these are going to be the answer to your prayers.
Why didn't I think of this design?
Mate, if you and I, Dave, got into business, we wouldn't be bloody up at this time of the morning. We'd be sleeping and probably heading on our jet to Tahiti. Dave, I've got to ask you, though, so you a big thong fan? Do you wear them most of the time?
I am, when I'm not at work, because I'm a nurse myself, I've got to be in shoes, but otherwise, I'm chasing a 13-month-old, I've got a 6-year-old running after them all the time.
Yep.
It's just, yeah.
Hey, Dave, can I ask, how do you go running in the thong?
Not too bad.
You got it down pat?
You can sometimes stub that front little bit.
Yeah.
You can't go backwards in a thong either.
You can moonwalk in them if you're good enough.
You can't reverse in them.
Michael Jack, well, actually, we don't need to bring him up. No, he's a dodgy cat. But I reckon you could moonwalk in thongs if you know what you're doing. Hey, Dave, where are you a nurse at?
I work in aged care. So
good on you.
Down on Marion Road.
Dave, you keep up the wonderful work. Stay on the line chatting to producer Rach. I'm going to get you some Archies. You got a favourite colour?
Oh, it has to be blue.
All right, mate. That's where I lost me blues. I'm going to get you a blue pair of Archies, all right?
Thank you so much.
Good on you, brother.
Well done. So,
hard-working man who needs his feet to relax in your thong when you're not there on the floor helping out with aged care.
SAFM Breakfast with Beck and Soda.
So yesterday you and I were talking about our 8 and 12-year-old daughters who have a very comprehensive skincare routine.
Yeah, and a very comprehensive collection too, I might add, with all these different creams and moisturisers and foams and stuff. Yeah. It's ridiculous.
And they see it on TikTok and they have to follow this regime. Now, it seems harmless and I guess it's healthy to look after your skin and your hygiene, but a Dove study has found that's actually causing beauty anxiety with young girls just fixated on skin perfection and worrying about ageing and wrinkles when they should be out just riding their bikes. And it obviously struck a chord with you guys as well because we received this voicemail from Emma from Brompton.
Hi, Beck and Soda. It's Emma here. I was listening to the show yesterday and I have to say our daughter, who's only 12, makes us go to Mecca. We have to get the whole range from exfoliations, cleansers, toners, pimple patches, and even the bum bum cream. She has to, at all times at home, have a pimple patch on in case she's got one little blemish. And that, to me, as a parent, is absolutely petrifying.
It's a good point, isn't it? Jeez. Brazilian bum bum cream, that's what it is, isn't it?
Yeah, we've it does actually too. Smell really good.
What is it?
It's a moisturiser, but again, some of these moisturisers target cellulite. And kids, A, don't have it, but B, shouldn't be worried about it.
Was it called bum bum cream because you meant to use it on your bum to get the cellulite?
Initially, that's what the purpose was, to put on your bum bum.
Because Sienna said to me, I'm just getting the bum bum cream, and I'm going, hang on, I don't know what's happening here. This sounds very unusual.
And I reckon it's about $60 as well. So what's wrong with just getting some, some Nivea cream or something, like the oil of Olay, which I used to use when I was a kid. Anyway, don't look at my face. Look, there is the other side of the coin. Shirley came through on the text line saying that we need to support our kids' routines because they're taking pride in themselves.
Oh, yeah?
I think there's a happy medium, though. I think, oh, my gosh, there's a tiny red spot. I've got to pop a pimple patch on it because, we can't have a blemish on our skin is a worry and it is a concern for when they get older.
So Shirley's the one with the 4 grandkids, all the boys that smashed the Lynx Africa.
Is Lynx Africa still around?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Felix, my 11-year-old and his mates, they're all over the Lynx Africa. Absolutely. His whole room smells of Lynx Africa.
It was Brute 33 in my day. And Alicia on Facebook has said, I think Sienna's into this as well. All kinds is a good range for children and it's age appropriate.
Yeah, well, is it?
Yeah. Well, I do think they don't have – it's the active ingredients. Like kids are putting, hyaluronic acid and retinol on their skins, which is just not necessary and it's actually damaging for their skin. So I think it just needs to be age appropriate and it just needs to be one or two steps as well because then they're not sitting in front of their mirror for ages as well.
Where are they learning this from? No, seriously. Where are they learning it from?
Well, I think they are learning it mainly from TikTok and peer pressure. Like they have to have the same products as their friends.
Where else are they learning it from?
Look –
it's role modelling.
It is a bit of role modelling.
Absolutely it is. It's a lot of role modelling.
Yeah.
Because they're seeing this stuff and they're probably using, in many cases, maybe their parents, their mum's stuff.
Yeah. They might be sneaking into my cupboard and seeing my 76 products. Difference is, I actually have wrinkles.
Hang on. Or watching mum religiously rub crap all over her face and spend ages talking about it. Not you, but I'm just saying in general.
You're pointing your pen at me. No.
That's a good point, I am.
This is SAFM Breakfast with Beck and Soda.
Soda, you're in the studio this morning, bare feet because you've lost your thongs.
Yep.
And you're wearing an Australian Olympic tracksuit. Please explain.
Full tracksuit. Now, we were talking yesterday because what are we now, 101 days until the Olympics and some of the athletics stars were announced in the Olympic team on Sunday night. So we thought, well, the Olympics are so close. So 101 days now, Beck, until countdown in Paris. It is coming quickly. Then we realised that, do you know what we need? We need tracksuits. We need spectator tracksuits. You need your comfy couch suit so that you can celebrate the Australians in style. Now, I was able, a couple of months ago, we were going through the cupboards at Channel 7, and I found an official full tracksuit from the Tokyo Olympics. Now, remember, and I grabbed it because obviously the Tokyo Olympics were in 2021, yet this says Tokyo 2020. So I thought this is got to be a collector's item. And it's still got the tags on it.
You do actually look like you could be like a coach or something. Like not an actual
I thought you were about to say that I was going to line up in the decathlon and be a great all-round athlete.
Maybe like a masseur or something.
Right.
Physio. Well,
physio, part of the entourage.
He's an Australian athlete.
I thought we don't wear enough full tracksuits. And so the fact that I've got this, it's got the green pants and the bright yellow top.
It's super bright.
It looks like either I should be probably at childcare or I should be in a retirement home.
Or holding a lollipop.
It's funny, actually, because it's like the only people really wearing full tracksuits are your athletes, your people in a retirement village, or a toddler. Mm. And it's funny because as a toddler, you dress kids in full gear.
Yeah, you do.
But then it's almost like as you get older, you regress back to those early days. So you start using nappies again, and you end up wearing what you were wearing when you were a little kid.
John Bleeby behind the mic over there is also wearing a full tracksuit. Why?
Blue Adidas tracksuit with the three stripes down the arms, down the
pants.
So comfy.
You do. You look like a toddler.
I just thought of another class of person that wears the full tracksuit.
Oh, yeah?
Your drug dealer. Lots of drug dealers wear your full tracksuit and with the bum bag accessory because they've got all their cash and all that sort of thing and supplies in there. But there's not enough people wearing your full tracksuit. So what we need to do, 101 days out from the Olympics in Paris starting, we need to design a Beck and Soda Olympic couch suit so that when you were cheering on your Kyle Chalmers and your Matt Dennys and forth, you can be fully comfortable but fully patriotic.
Come on,
perfect.
Australia!
Perfect.
Although I must admit today that I'm wearing an official Olympic tracksuit, I feel a bit like a fraudster, a shyster, a grifter, perhaps a trickster, because I don't feel like I should be wearing it. I'm committing treason, essentially, aren't I?
True, yeah. That is
because
true.
I didn't earn this tracksuit. I just pinched it out of the Channel 7 merch company. But we need to, when you think about it, what would you have? Because we've got to think about the colour, right?
Yep.
We've got to think about the design. Are we going with your parachute material? Are we going with your fleece, your tech breathable high
activity? You've really
activity?
Thought this through.
Is it going to be your hoodie top? Is it going to be a full zip?
Gosh.
Is it going to be a three-quarter zip? As you suggested, is it going to be a press-studded pants so you can just pull them off magic
off.
White
top? Yes.
Look, you get a gold. Gold for Australia.
Rip them off. But one thing we need, though, we need to know they need to be comfortable.
Yeah.
They need
yep.
to be unique. They need to be functional and they need to be stylish.
Yeah.
All of
right,
those things.
So we need your help, Adelaide, to design the comfy Olympic couch suit.
Absolutely.
And we will make them and we will disseminate them for you.
All right.
Right?
First of all, let's identify the real trackie lovers out there, our existing tracksuit loving community.
Is there anyone out there with a full tracksuit at home?
Yeah, hands up here.
Well, clearly. And are you wearing it?
Yes, I
am. If not you. Is there someone that you need to out who is wearing the full tracksuit? Because there are not enough full tracksuits out and about in town.
Yeah. I agree.
You get yourself down Rundle Mall or maybe Hollywood Plaza today or be shooting around Norlunga. Actually, probably see a lot of tracksuits down there. But how many full tracksuits are you going to see?
All right. I remember when Juicy Couture had the velour one. I couldn't afford that one, but Peter Alexander did a rip-off.
Oh, yeah.
And I had one of those that I was rocking around.
Well, the Juicy ones had Juicy across the bum.
Yeah, in Diamantes. Yeah.
Do we need logos on the bum?
I think we do.
Right. Yeah. 131060, are you wearing a full tracksuit? Do you have a full tracksuit in the repertoire at home?
Yeah.
Or does someone you know? Because we need to find out. We need to identify what this suit is going to look like. Maybe we need to contact our friends at ORTC. Yeah. Maybe we can get them to custom make them for us.
131060 is our number. Do you own a tracksuit? Do you know someone who does? Or you can flick us a text on the Automaster text line 0488 52 107.
We want to celebrate the South Australians that sport their full tracksuit because there's not enough people in them.
You're listening to SAFM Breakfast with Beck and Soda.
We are designing your very own spectator suit, your couch trackie.
We need it. Oh, it's a full suit. It's for the Olympic Games, obviously, 101 days away. We're going to be cheering on our great athletes in Paris. So we need to ensure that we've got your Beck and Soda comfy couch suit that you can wear and you can support in style. We're looking for people that are wearing and owning your full suit, Right, people, there's not enough full tracksuits getting
You're
out and
You're wearing
about.
A full tracksuit today. You've still got the tag on. And it actually, that jacket is called a podium jacket.
Yes, it says on there.
You wear when you win a medal.
This is what you wear when you wear an Olympic medal in Tokyo in 2021.
And that's legit real.
This is the 100% Olympic tracksuit. Yes, I feel like I'm committing treason wearing it because I haven't earned it, but I stole it from the Channel 7 merch cupboard. It is fantastic. I've just received a text from Robbie Lippitt. Now, Robbie owns, you know, Attaboy Hairdressers?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He is essentially your barber to the stars. He styled the mullet of Cam Smith, the golfer. Hollywood superstar Zac Efron, he cut his hair in Cape Town at the shop.
Yeah.
And then also, he crafted the magnificent locks of Chris Gayle, the West Indian cricketer. So Rob knows exactly what style is. He has got your full grey tracksuit, the pants and the top, and not only that, he tucks his socks over the bottom of the pants.
The old grey mile.
Hello, 1992. That is brilliant. We are looking for people with your full tracksuit. Sabrina from Kangarilla, please tell me you own a full kit.
I do.
Talk us through it.
I used to be a competitive figure skater, so I have about 3 Australian tracksuits in a suitcase in my shed.
Sabrina, thank you for your service. Where did you compete for Australia? Whereabouts?
Budapest, Prague, Vienna.
Hang on.
Canada.
You're a national hero.
Long time ago.
Right. Sabrina, so can you tell me what's the outfit look like?
They were Adidas. They were not great colours for wearing out, but, yeah, sort of mustardy yellow with dark bottle green stripes.
Oh, jeez. I feel nostalgic. Yeah.
Sabrina, get them out of that suitcase in the garage and wear them loud and proud in public, all right? That's what we want from you.
Okay.
Sabrina, can you please go and get one of the suits on, right? I need you to take a picture, take a selfie with the full suit, and can you please text us at 0488 52 107?
Okay. I will do that. It will be later today, though.
That's okay. No.
Anytime, fine, Sabrina.
Don't want to put you under pressure.
We're on your time frame.
Yeah.
Sister, you've got this. 0488 52 107. Joey from Underdale. Joe, do you own the full tracksuit, mate?
Yeah, I've got an Adidas black suit.
Oh, black suit.
Yeah, black suit. Can you just describe it?
It's not the real fleecy one, but in between, so you can still wear it on a light summer day. And, yeah, it's just comfortable when you go out to barbecue, you've got room to eat.
Yeah.
Joey, can I ask, do you wear the full suit, the top and the pants together?
I used to, but not anymore, not much anymore. I just like the bottoms more comfortable. Yeah.
Joe, can you please take a pic next time you're home with the suit on?
Yeah, I'll try to do this.
Right, 0488 52 107. Now, when we're designing our comfy couch suit, what do we need to keep in mind? Have you got some ideas for us?
Like a wedding suit, a two-piece suit, but like a double-breasted.
Mm.
Oh. Nice and classy, and put a Velcro Australian thing on it, and then take that off and you can wear it maybe to a wedding if it looks that good.
There you go. I love it.
What about your wedding tracksuit?
Tracky ducks to a wedding.
Made out of like a so fleece.
Good. Can you imagine? Because you're eating a lot, you're drinking.
Has anyone ever seen a double-breasted tracksuit? Oh,
they will soon.
All right. Vicky's out near Manham. Are you rocking a full tracksuit, Vic?
Well, it's not me. It's my 2 boys. They have both matching tracksuits. They've got a couple of sets of them.
Oh, brilliant. And what colours?
Dark blue and red and light blue and red and black and gold.
Great. And the boys wear them with their full kit, like the top and the bottom?
Yeah, yep. My eldest boy's even got a matching T-shirt that gets chucked in as well.
Oh, and what sort of activities do they wear them for?
Sorry?
What sort of activities do they wear the full suit at?
Boxing.
Oh, great.
Okay.
Right, can you get a pic of your boys, please, wearing the suits?
Yeah, sure can.
Doesn't have to be right now, Vic. Whenever suits.
This is fantastic.
Good on you.
131060, if you have the full tracksuit, please let us know. Mm. And we need your ideas. Yep. What does our suit the Beck and Soda comfy couch suit for the Olympics. Mm. What does it need to look like? Colours, yeah. Style, fabric.
SAFM Breakfast with Beck and Soda.
It is time to put Mark Soderstrom to the test. Now, you have an uncanny knack of picking an accent, Soda. How? Where did it come from?
Well, I lived in London, very fortunate. Oh, it's probably 20 years ago. Mm. I was a school teacher over there for a while and got the opportunity to travel a bit. But you know when you're doing a lot of sport, like with work, you just get used to hearing different accents.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you're interviewing golfers, you're interviewing cyclists, all people with these, and tennis players from all over the world. So I think after a while, I start to sort of pick up just that little lilt in their language. So,
all right.
I'm confident I can always get around similar sort of regions. Whether I can hit the spot, well, we'll have to find out.
All right. Well, take a listen because your track record's been pretty good.
Yes, I am Welsh.
Are you from Swansea?
I'm from Llanelli. It's about 10 miles from Swansea.
You're from Russia, Tanya. We're pretty close to Moscow.
Absolutely right. Well done.
Somewhere in England.
That's right, yeah.
Nottingham?
Derbyshire, about 50 miles outside of Manchester.
Yeah, so
that
within,
was not bad.
Yeah, 50 Nottingham, miles?
Nottingham, Manchester, pretty close, right.
Okay,
131060, give us a call if you have an accent. I've got my Olympic tracksuit on that I've whipped out of the Channel 7 merch cupboard. This is from Tokyo 2020/21, and I am ready to go.
This is your sport.
This is your Olympic, isn't
it? My Olympic sport.
Now, we have just been told that this might be the first one that stumps you, that this is a really tricky one, okay? Mike from Erbray, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you, Michael?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, good. All very well.
That's Australian.
It is not Australian.
Yeah, I got it.
Mike, okay.
Not your game. Not okay. My skill. Sure.
How long have you lived in Adelaide?
About 15 months.
15 months, right. Yep. And why are you here in Adelaide?
Well, my other half is originally from Adelaide.
Right.
And where did you meet? We got a little boy and decided to move back.
Okay, so where did you meet?
We met in where I'm from.
Okay. Well, so you met over in the UK, yeah?
That's correct, yeah.
Ooh, right. Okay. You're certainly not from East London. There's no Cockney. You're not from Manchester, obviously, and you're not a Scouser from Liverpool or any of that. We can tell. You can pick that Beck, right?
Yeah.
He's not from Newcastle. Or
no, it's very much the Queen's English.
It's very nice, Mike. You're from I'd say you're reasonably close to London. Reasonably close. Would I be correct?
You're correct, yeah.
Okay, you're not east. I'm going to say you're more sort of west London.
That's correct, yeah.
Now, I'm trying to work out whether we're going sort of Kensington, Ealing, or we're going further like a Slough, perhaps, where the Mars bars are made. I'm going to say you're around the area of... I reckon, are you around Watford?
Not too far.
How far from Watford?
Probably about 15 miles.
Oh, that's a
lot. Is that it?
Pretty good.
That's pretty good.
15 miles.
That's his average.
From whereabouts exactly, Mike?
It's a little place called Uxbridge.
Where? Luxbridge.
Uxbridge.
You're from Uxbridge. Right.
Yeah, just near Heathrow.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. Near sort of Hounslow Way.
That's correct.
Gotcha.
We'll pay that.
Can we take that?
Close. I couldn't even get the punch.
Take that. I'll give you
beautiful.
That.
Yeah, well done, Mike. Thank you.
Good on you. Thanks.
Thanks for calling.
Have we got any more? I'm feeling all right.
Call us anytime. 13
miles, okay.
Right. He's
15 miles.
Up. Let's keep challenging you.
Right. Okay.
Have you got an accent? Soda will pick it to the region within miles.
Beautiful.
131060, give us a call.
Feeling good.
This is SAFM Breakfast with Beck and Soda.
All right, we have got Soda in the hot seat picking accents. You just got within 15 miles, and you were actually 2 miles away with one of the picks that was on the tip of your tongue.
Yeah, we were just talking about Mike. Now, he'd fell in love with his wife and moved back to Australia, but he was from Uxbridge, right, which is just west of London. I was thinking it sounded a bit like Slough. He's only a couple of miles from Slough. I ended up going with Watford, so he's about, 13, 15 miles.
Yeah, look, that's a rookie mistake, mate.
I know. Okay, where are we going now, Beck?
Okay, Joe in Hullet Cove, reveal yourself.
Good morning.
How are you, Joe?
Good, thanks. How are you?
I'm going very, very well. Right. Beck, what do you reckon?
I knew you were going to do this.
Come on.
Come on.
Joe is Irish.
Joe, you're not Irish, are you?
No.
Right. I can tell you're not Irish. But, Beck, you're in the similar region. You're in the UK.
Thank you.
This time.
Right. Now, Joe, let me find out. So how long have you been in Australia?
11 years.
Right. Beck, come on.
No, it's not my game,
you,
mate.
Oh, no, but surely you can work that out.
One more crack at it, Beck.
Joe might say, ach, no, it's amazing, right? Where would she be from?
Oh, okay. She drinks iron brew.
Are you Scottish, Joe?
Yes.
Right, now I just need to work out. I'm going to just Google a map of Scotland here, right? Let me check. Scotland. Right, here we go. I need my map. Beck, Scotland. Right, what's the most famous city in Scotland for you?
The capital.
Right.
Edinburgh.
You're not from Edinburgh, are you?
No.
Right. Geez, Beck, you're not really good at this game, are you?
She had to lip read me giving her the answer.
Oh, my God.
There's a festival there.
Right. Joe, what brought you to Australia?
We just wanted to come for a better life.
Yeah. Beautiful. Okay. And did you bring the whole family over?
Yep. So me, husband, and my little girl.
Beautiful. Right. And you haven't regretted being here?
No, not at all.
Okay. I'm getting a go. I can tell you right now, you are north of Edinburgh.
Correct.
Right. You'd be north of Dundee?
Yep.
Okay.
It's a beautiful accent.
It's a lovely accent. what's your favourite thing about Australia? I'm just trying to work out exactly.
Probably the sun.
The sun, okay. I'm going to take a punt here. You're definitely north of those sort of cities we talked about.
Yep.
How far away are you from Aberdeen?
A little bit, maybe an hour.
How long?
An hour's nothing.
An hour's okay.
We're giving him an hour.
Yeah,
he's got an hour. Let's give it to him.
Whereabouts in Scotland, Joe?
I'm from a very little town called Buckie.
I'm from Buckie, right. And Buckie is about an hour from Aberdeen.
Yeah, so it's on the coast between Aberdeen and Inverness.
There you go.
Oh, beautiful. Excellent. Hey, thanks. Is an hour okay, Beck?
Yeah, an hour's okay.
Absolutely. I mean, I can't get
I don't think any more than an hour.
I can't get within
okay,
the country.
Okay, we can go within an hour.
Let's go one more.
Because an hour's of what? Probably about, 30, 40, 50 k away. Okay, we're going Marina from McGill. Good morning, Marina.
Good morning. How are you?
Oh, I'm good. All right, I need a little more, Marina. How long have you been in Australia?
Since 2005. I moved with my family and my kids. I've got a job offer at the big accounting firm and moved over here.
Right, Beck, what are you thinking?
South Africa!
No. You're not from South Africa, are you?
No, I've never been to Africa.
Right.
Beck.
Am I picking up a bit of Eastern Europe?
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Am I right? Are we sort of Eastern Europe?
Yes, Eastern Europe.
Right. So, Beck,
I'll tell you even more.
Okay.
Born in the USSR.
Right. So, you're not from Moscow, but we're that sort of area. And I'm sort of thinking, Lithuania or Latvia.
Latvia.
Are you from Latvia?
Oh my God, Latvia!
Absolutely right.
Oh, all right, hang on. Let me pick a town.
Wow.
Let me pick a city. Well, I'm gonna go for a stab here, Beck, because I'm not really good with Latvia. Mm. So I'm gonna go Riga.
Yes.
Oh, yeah!
That's the capital, yeah.
I mean, if you just go Latvia, you're gonna go Riga, aren't you?
You are.
I mean, it's the only big city that I'd know of.
Correct.
Yeah. There you go. Hey. Marina, thank you so much for calling and playing along. Legend.
Yes.
Well done.
Yeah. No problem.
I hear South Africa's lovely this time of year.
Do you know how far Latvia is from South Africa, Beck?
SAFM Breakfast with Beck and Soda. Number one for fun.
That's it for Beck and Soda. Now it's time to jump onto fairmonthomes.com.au and check out how you can receive 5 Live Lux upgrades for free if you build with Fairmont.
SAFM.